Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and it's one of my favorite hours of the week when we bring on Scott Adams. He's the news ninja, and he, of course, is not only the CEO, but he's a techie guy. He has his own server business as well, but he actually is doing a lot of amazing things. He's interviewed much of the Trump family. He's deep into the news and understanding some of the exquisite details. I call it, I have to kind of go back in my mind and kind of connect all the little dots, and I call it the Velcro of my mind after I listen to him. And I love to have guests that actually teach me. I mean, he's one of the guys that teaches me. I'm a details person. I love these little fine details that connects things and makes it even more catastrophic than I thought beforehand. Good thing I'm sitting down so I don't fall down. So I like getting taught when I have a guest like Scott on, because he'll teach me another shade of information or a new connection or a new name. I was like, you're kidding. Did he say that or did this happen? And so, Scott, there's a lot of news going on now. I really think now that I've been doing this for a number of years, I'm 13 and a half years at Genesis, and before they had a show on Clear Channel with Mark Allen Curry, who was a comedian. We did a two-hour show on Clear Channel for about 5 years. And what I realize is that as you start getting into the news and you start understanding whether it's health issues or geopolitical or environmental, that the truth is stranger than fiction, isn't it? And in fact, as this rolls out and you dig deeper, like all these investigations about the Russiagate and all the players, like the latest interviews of Mr. Bruce Orr, they're having to pull a lot of these people back that were previously interviewed in the Congress and say, Bruce Orr, it looks like he's telling the truth, and we're going to have to pull your tush back in here to Congress to answer some more questions, Lisa Page, etc. This is getting, as they say, like Alice in Wonderland, it's getting stranger and stranger, isn't it?
It is, and Nellie Orr is probably going to prove to be more valuable than Bruce Orr, who's compliant. He's not lying. This is a guy that when he met with Christopher Steele or Oleg Deripaska or Adam Waldman, Oleg Deripaska's attorney.
Right.
Adam Waldman actually happens to be the attorney for pro bono for Julian Assange as well.
Right.
Met with Soar, was the visa attorney for Oleg Deripaska, the oligarch that was financing a lot of this stuff. Also, Oleg Deripaska worked with Robert Mueller on a mission to try to free release the Iran hostage that they never did release, despite all the millions of dollars and billions of dollars that changed hands. So it's riddled with fraud. And again, there's a lot of collusion with the Mueller team, Rod Rosenstein, and Oleg Deripaska, but there's very little, if not no, not any, collusion whatsoever with the Trump team. So Bruce Orr was good buddies and met with a lot of these people. Nellie Orr speaks fluent Russian, worked with Fusion GPS, worked with Glenn Simpson, worked with John Brennan, worked with Christopher Steele to compose. And now the media, you know, the CNN story is where they got a lot of this information from the dossier that's proven not to be true. Like, Michael Cohen never did go to Prague. And
right.
Davis, you know, admitted that he was the source. So CNN now is coming out and saying, well, CNN, that Lanny Davis declined comment. Well, Lanny Davis didn't decline comment because he said, I did comment. And I commented, and it was inaccurate. My facts were wrong. I'm sorry. It was misinterpreted. CNN continues to run with the story. Why? Because they claim they have a second source. And that second source is more than likely someone like James Clapper or John Brennan, who, if they say they were also wrong, it blows a hole into the whole entire dossier, which was used to get the Pfizer warrant. Then we're learning more about Bruce Ohr, who said that they actually used media sources as corroborating evidence to the dossier to get the Pfizer warrant. The only problem with that is the media sources were actually using the dossier. And
yeah, in other words, they leaked it to the media sources, and then they used the media sources as a corroboration for the dossier being true, right?
Yeah, but that's why it is that Christopher Steele was actually fired by the FBI, because they were buying his stuff with good money, taxpayer dollars.
Right.
And then he talked to BuzzFeed, he talked to David Korn, he talked to Michael Isikoff, and a bunch of other reporters like Paul Wood, and he divulged this information for money. Next thing you know, what happened was they said, well, you can't work with the FBI anymore. Your information is tarnished. You sold it to the media like the Inquirer.
Right.
And you can't do that, right, and maintain integrity. So what do? They commissioned Bruce Ohr, who's working with Nelly Ohr, who's working for Fusion GPS and Glenn Simpson. And they basically then used Bruce Ohr as a conduit to continue this narrative and this lie, also they can continue to renew FISA warrants. Now, the problem here is that Rod Rosenstein was one of the people that signed off on the renewals, the fourth renewal. Of the FISA warrant. The first ones were signed off by Clapper and Loretta Lynch. The second and third one and fourth one, I mean, they clearly knew that their source, Christopher Steele, was debunked and discredited. They clearly understood then that the media reports were not corroborating evidence, but direct lineage from the fake dossier itself. And this was all propagated originally by John Brennan. And John Brennan then resourced with Glenn Simpson and Christopher Steele and possibly even GCHQ partners like Robert Hannigan. But this involves British intel. So this is why British intel and American intel are bashing the Russians, because the Russians have the goods and the dirt on what's going on with this particular dossier, Uranium One, and a whole bunch of other scandals that they've maintained dirt on for politicians, for coercion and whatnot. You know, they were expecting Hillary Clinton to win. They had a lot of dirt on Hillary. They were all set to use it against her and get her to basically toe the line and do what they need her to do. And that didn't happen. Now we have a president that's beholden to no one, doesn't adhere to lobbyist groups, doesn't adhere to a party, could give a crap about the media, and this is where we are. We're going to see him tonight, basically with Donald Trump in Evansville, Indiana, tonight.
Yeah, the thing about Trump is that he's not even beholden to the old Republican Party. We have these old holdovers, and they're disappearing, you know, like Jeff Flake and Corker and other people. It's like there's a bad storm, and the ship is really rocking, so the large, you know, Norwegian ship rats are jumping off. It's it's almost humorous, but the fact is, Trump is just, he's rocking the boat for both Dems and Republicans. They don't like him because he's exposing the whole monstrosity. And the thing that I find most amazing to me is that people's like Bruce Ohr, at least he's being honest, because he realizes it's come to Jesus time now, that he realizes that what's going on, this is not an anomaly, McCabe and everybody. These are standard operational procedure for these agencies, and they have been for some time.
Yeah, and I've never seen the media on their heels as much as I've seen them now. CNN and Carl Bernstein and all these people, they're just panicked.
Well, they're in panic mode, aren't they? I don't understand why they think that they can continue lying. Why don't they just come honest and, like, I'm sorry. You know, it's like you go to a confessional if you're a Catholic. And
They could put this whole scandal to sleep just by admitting that they got their facts wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Just admit that they had bad informants, they got the facts wrong. Why don't they just put it to sleep? For some reason or other, they're losing face by actually delaying the truth.
They can't afford to lose the midterms. That's the problem. They can't afford to lose it. They're trying to gaslight the American public, and it ain't working.
Well, the public actually, I think, is listening. One of the things that's funny is these polls are still putting the Democrats ahead.
Radio. That's what they're listening.
Right. Well, and the thing is, the polls still put the Democrats ahead, but because supporters of Trump don't listen to polls or talk to pollsters, do they? This happened before 2016, and it's happening again. The Trump supporters don't talk to pollsters, do they?
No, they don't. No, he doesn't need the pollsters. He actually uses Rasmussen, you know, to get a feel for it. Mainly, he knows if he does the work, he tells the truth, he delivers on the product, he, you know, basically promises made, promises kept. He knows the numbers are going to go his way.
Yeah. That's why if Trump campaigns for a senator or congressperson, I think the statistics I saw was of 37 candidates, only two have lost that were Trump supported so far this year.
Yeah, two out of 37.
Yeah, that's pretty good numbers, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. And we have Scott here to kind of give us a news, deeper analysis of what's going on. You know, I'm just going to speculate that I think that we're going to see at least a red ripple here. I don't see any blue wave. I saw one of the Democrats is trying to distance himself from Nancy Pelosi. And he's trying to say that the Democrats have what's called kitchen table issues. I'm thinking, is this guy on the same planet or dimension as me and Scott and other people that actually have a brain? Why are the Democrats trying to say they have kitchen table issues? I don't see any kitchen table issues other than Mad Maxine or other people that try to say, like, they want to get rid of ICE and get open borders. It's like, are these people psychotic? Do they need a shot of an antipsychotic in their right buttock and a palsy jacket on? Seriously.
Yeah, you're a really smart guy. Can you name one of their kitchen table issues? I can't.
I can't either. I'm just thinking, whatever they're smoking is bad. I mean, they're psychotic.
I watched the highlights of the debate and for the New York governor's race between Cynthia Nixon and Andrew Cuomo. You know, Andrew Cuomo, the guy that basically said, you know, America was never great, America isn't great, whatever. Okay, so you got Maxine Waters basically saying impeach 45, and she's got her black caucus drinking the same Kool-Aid. Then you got another situation with Nancy Pelosi saying tax cuts are crumbs, even though the $40 tax cut that the Democrats got themselves around wasn't crumbs, but now we have a bigger tax cut and they're just crumbs. But then she says we're going to raise your taxes because the government knows best how to spend your money. Then you got Ocasio-Cortez saying we're going to open the borders We're going to then give you $32 trillion worth of health care that's going to cost the average taxpayer $25,000 a year. And then we're going to abolish ICE. We're going to promote sanctuary cities. And now Gavin Newsom out in California is saying we want to also provide health care for all illegals.
Basically, yeah, undocumented. And that, by the way, anywhere in the world, if you can take your butt from anywhere on planet Earth and arrive in California across the leaky border, we're going to take care of your... they have a poop patrol in San Francisco after Gavin Newsom did San Francisco, so they have to go around picking up the needles and the fecal matter from all the people that are living on the streets. Soon they're going to say, well, we better build housing for all these people. Where are they going to get the money? This guy Gillum, this mayor of Tallahassee, Florida, 37-year-old black, and again, it wouldn't matter what skin color. He could be purple with polka dots. To make these kind of statements without fixing the healthcare system so it's affordable is insane. It's like occupational medicine. I was an OC doctor for the city of Denver for HealthSouth, and what I saw was obscene. The cost for occupational health care for our industry means a car built in Ohio costs $12,000 to $13,000 more than in Ontario, Canada, because of occupational costs. There's no need for it. It's ridiculous. And everything about health care in America is screwed up. Everything.
Well, not really, because Alexander Acosta from the labor secretary has proposed, right, is going to prove to be very effective. He's pushing and promoting association programs so that...
Well, see, these are all fixing it. What Trump's doing is what you're saying, piecemeal by piecemeal. He's fixing it. Drug prices, association programs for small business you can join. These are going to fix health care, including preventive care. It's like adding little bricks to fix it rather than one colossal thing like Obamacare. I agree with you. It's not going to be fixed by somebody going in and making this colossal, crazy bill. It's like Trump is listening to my advice, which I've been saying over the last year and a half. Fix it piecemeal. Go in and fix the drug prices. Get association groups. Fix the preventive health care so it's affordable for people to get preventive testing done. And then intervene with nutraceuticals and other technology rather than using drugs and getting the drug prices down. So, you know, and even this bill we had set up so that if it's an experimental drug for your weird condition, you can get this experimental drug because otherwise you're terminal anyway. You know, I think that Trump is doing the right thing, don't you?
Oh, and the right to try is great. I mean, he's done so many pragmatic and common sense and practical things that provide solutions to basic problems. He's provided more to the GI Bill for our great
American. And the freedom to choose thing, I used to call the VA system a very awful hospital system. And I have VA people that are currently customer patients of mine. I've had more customer patients than when I was in active practice all across America. And my VA people are so laughing. I got one guy in Arizona, this guy's an ex-firefighter, ex-military, and he's so happy because when they're screwing around with him at the VA, he just calls up and gets a local specialist because they waited 10 days or whatever. So he's happier than a pig, as they say, in his own fecal matter. I mean, he realizes what Trump's done is he's actually given the VA veterans a helping hand to actually get proper care to intervene with very serious health conditions.
Yes. No, that, and but, you know, the association program, the reason why that's going to be so successful, the Acosta program that he put together through the Department of Labor, the reason why that's going to be so successful is because we have such a strong job market, and the business sector is the fastest growing sector, and of course manufacturing jobs are growing at a record pace. But the thing is that with these association programs, it's going to open up the state borders, it's going to increase competition, it's going to send the insurance companies to the free markets back again. And because the labor market is so strong, because we have a GDP that's actually higher than our unemployment rate, that's for the first time in many decades that we have a GDP that's higher than the unemployment rate. That's
right.
A great thing. And when you then start to talk about associations and free market health care and work with associations, that not only impacts small business, generally speaking, small business could be one to, you know, five to seven people. That's critical. That's where the lion's share and the bulk of our workers are in America. And then you also have the people that are sole proprietors, work from home, individuals who need health insurance and can't they don't have the same muscle as a big corporation, and they can't find affordable health care. These association programs are going to be instrumental in making health care affordable for everybody.
Yeah, and this will be better than things like Kaiser here in California, which is kind of like a totalitarian socialist-type system that, you know, lowballs everything, including even many drugs they won't even include on their formulary because it, you know, increase the costs of taking care of people. So I think that what Trump's doing is piecemeal is going to fix it. The same way as immigration. He's getting the wall built. He got $5 billion more. What I think is the wall is not just a physical wall. It's also a cyber wall. It's a legal wall. It's a getting more staff people to handle all these cases. It's an idea of taking care of all the people that are actually overstaying their visas. There are about 600,000 right now, according to the stats this year. So step by step, and I think after 2018, when he gets more people that are senators and Congress critters on his side, Trump's going to roll towards the 2020 elections, and the steamroller is just going to crush all these, without any agenda, Democrats. I mean, when I heard this Democrat saying he's going to distance himself from Nancy Pelosi because of the negativity over her support of Obamacare and her current attitude toward everything, and she keeps on saying how great she is, I'm thinking, Nancy, you need to retire. You're a liability to your own party, but you know what? She should be on staff for the Republicans because she's one of the best calling cards to re-elect Trump and his recommendations, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, let's keep Nancy. I want to have a side. Keep Nancy, please. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's a great idea.
We should have a special thing to get that out there. Keep Nancy for our sake and for America's sake.
How well...
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We have lots of stuff to talk about, especially trade with Canada and China and more issues. The cyber hacking by Russia is bad, but it's even worse by China. There's 275,000 in the Chinese, what's called Tianjin Blue Army, cyber army. People don't realize it's just a Tianjin alone. And what people understand is that China's trade is dropping like a rock. And now with Trump actually at war with them, China's trying to screw up the deal with North Korea. They're the primary ones, not Russia, but China, trying to make sure that it doesn't happen, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the China gets hurt by not having the control of their puppet country, which was North Korea. And so they're applying great amounts of pressure, and they're also trying to help North Korea cheat. See, North Korea is a bit desperate right now. And they're between a rock and a hard place. And we're trying to get them to play. We're playing hardball, and we're trying to get them to play straight and narrow. And China's enticing them with a lot of sugar and carrots and coal and whatever, you know. I mean, basically, they got those shipments of oil and other types of energy. And they're, you know, having these ships off at sea in international waters, or in some cases, Chinese waters, and illegally transferring a lot of resources.
Yeah, ship transfers, right, in the international waters.
Trying to fuck up the deal, and they're also pressuring North Korea to maintain certain levels of nuclear power. And we have basically a zero-tolerance situation. We will reduce the maximum pressure once they do exactly what they said they would do, which is completely denuclearize. And so we're waiting on that. But one of the things that did that was really kind and sweet and nice was he said, we're going to put an end to war games. And we were scheduled to have war games again this week, and we shut them down, and we said, no, we're not going to do that. But we did also cancel this trip that Pompeo had scheduled to go to North Korea, and he canceled that trip because there's just not enough progress. We need to see more progress, more inspection, more...
Why don't they have inspectors on the ground? What I would say is something like a Delta Force to actually have inspectors protected to test the missile sites and so on. And then Pompeo has something to go by. And the other thing is, bring food in. You don't have to bring in to bring all the other sanctions down, but it needs to be sanctions against the communist PLA and the five banks in China that are doing laundering money, and also to the Russians. We have proof, in fact, that the Russians sold the Rosatom technology for solid fuel rockets and missile guidance systems to Kim, even as late as this year. So the Russians involved too, but China's even worse. China, I think, Russia can be negotiated with. China doesn't want to. Their answer to everything is no, no, no. They don't want to negotiate on trade or anything. It's like craziness.
Russian economy is the size of New York State. It's not a big threat. They have a nuclear arsenal, and they have nuclear power, and they have might, and that's understood. But they are not the biggest threat. China has a very forceful military as well, but they also have huge economics. They have major investments in the United States. They can impact the stock market and our economy systems in a way that, we could really be damaged by them. They also control the banks and a lot of other things, much more so than Russia. So the biggest problem is that China is an economic superpower like we are. Only we're much stronger, and we're a much, much bigger buyer to China than China is to the United States. So we could easily out-trade war them. And one of the things that really needs to happen is the Federal Reserve and Jerome Powell need to understand what Trump is trying to achieve. And Trump needs a very hot economy in order to flex his muscles and wage this kind of trade war against China in an effective way that will actually end sooner than later. That's where the farmers were getting hit, but then this Mexican trade deal is actually going to have a positive impact on farmers. The European Union is going to have a positive impact on soybeans and some other goods and services. And then Canada now is being forced to play ball at a lesser deal than what they had before because we're threatening to leave them out of the party. They don't want to do that. And so we are in a position of strength right now. And Trump actually put us there in that position of strength to give us leverage over Canada, Mexico, and Europe that we didn't have before. But China is still the big elephant in the room that we need to deal with. We can crush them with $200 billion more of trade deficits. They're going to come to the table on their knees, kiss Trump's ring, and Trump's going to say, who's your Huckleberry? And basically, the world trade situation is going to be under control. The best days for the Trump administration are yet to come. We still have yet to see the $350 billion of Apple in their investments in America. And there's so many other corporations that have promised to build manufacturing plants that haven't yet built them. These are going to make the job market even stronger. Wages are going to rise. GDP is going to go up. It's all going to be good.
Yeah. In fact, what I see happening after 2018, Trump is going to steamroll the rates through to 2020. 2020 is going to be, everything's going to be in such hot shape in terms of the media and everything. I honestly think the media is going to be taken in the back seat. They're going to realize if they don't stop their current behavior, they're going to majorly be in trouble, aren't they?
Well, the media, Brian Stelter and, it was really a boneheaded thing. I think it was James Toobin or Mark Toobin. This journalist named Toobin, he basically said that Antifa should get a pass. Don Lemon said Antifa should get a pass. Mark Tubin said that that Antifa is in large part black. I've never seen a black Antifa member in my life.
They're all white, aren't they? And they're paid by George Soros, aren't they?
No, and then basically Mark Tubin basically said, "There you go. You got black people attacking white people." Like it was actually a complete.
It's the reverse. It's that white people attacking black people.
Well, Buzz was a complete smear to the black population in America. They're not the ones attacking white people. It's Antifa. And
yeah.
Antifa, with their fascist socialism, their Marxism, I can't believe that they get away with calling themselves anti-fascists when they are the most fascist group I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that's right. It's like I'm an anti-murderer, but I've actually committed 5 murders.
Yeah, it's like saying he's a pacifist, you know.
Right, he wants to be your pastor.
Yeah, it's crazy, but so CNN basically is having the worst week of their lives. They lost in the ratings to Pawn Stars. They lost the Pawn Stars, but this is because Lanny Davis has come out and thrown them under the bus and said, "Look, I'm your source. I was cooperating. I did answer your questions. I was available for comment, despite them saying he wasn't available for comment." And he gave the testimony that completely reversed the narrative of the Trump Tower meeting.
Right.
Then he also said that Michael Cohen never went to Prague. He confirmed that. And so CNN had been telling all these lies that, you know, that basically Michael Cohen went to Prague, that Trump knew about the Tower meeting. They were wrong about all these things, and they just won't come clean and say, "We made a mistake, our source was wrong." They're doubling down on it because, like I said before, I think that their other source is probably someone directly involved with the dossier. John Brennan, James Clapper, all of these people that actually violated the law when they got the fake FISA warrants. And President Trump today called out and said that Judge Collier, the judge that basically signed off on the FISA warrant, granted license to the FISA warrant, to wiretap a political opponent of the deep state, basically was granted that license based on the fake dossier and the fake news reports. She should call them in, Judge Collier should call them in, everyone involved, and say, "You lied to us, and you're going to be held accountable."
Yeah. Amazing. I think it's going to be interesting. We're now down to, 71 days to Election Day?
I get, yeah, that sounds about right. It's good.
I'll tell you, it's going to get, as they say, it's going to get more and more interesting, especially as you see the insanity of the left.
Healthcare reform is
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
And there's lots of things going on in the news, including the movie, the new one, First Man. It talks about the Gosling, of course, the Canadian actor. That and this, it's interesting, they deleted the American flag planting on the moon, didn't they?
I didn't see that movie.
No, I didn't just see the news report on Dutch. I haven't seen it yet either. It's going to come out. He's probably getting lots of rave reports on what happened in 1969 when Neil Armstrong actually planted the flag on the moon.
Right.
Well, of course, the whole science...
Trump at war. That's going to come out in the first week in September.
Trump at war. Oh, really? What's the story? Is this Bannon's movie, or what is it?
Yeah, there's a trailer floating around. It looks really good.
Now, do you think Bannon's going to get back into the Trump circle? Because
you're off to make a movie that was pro-Trump.
Right. I have to understand. I don't understand. I know that people use the joke, you know, it's like the man with two brains joke years ago with Martin, the comedian. Bannon was actually Trump's extra brain, wasn't he?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I'm being sarcastic. I'm saying that because he was actually trying to give him some cover for what I call this Trump abuse system. Some of the people around Trump and some of the advisors give him bad advice, and he's a very smart guy. He actually takes a whole lot of different viewpoints, and then he comes up and says, okay, this is what I'm doing. And I feel there's still parts of Trump's, if you will call it, information feed that are inadequate. That's why I mentioned before, Scott, the idea of having ways to get through Trump, and I figured out one. And actually used to make little video videos and actually implant them or drop them in with a little comment on his real Donald Trump Twitter page. And I think we've made some progress. We actually see Trump sort of pulling back on the full everything's okay with North Korea thing. I think they need to give them food, not pull back on the restrictions, but actually clamp down on the PLA and the communists in Russia, their oligarchs that are supporting Kim not doing a deal, because Kim wants to do a deal. You can tell this guy is a millennial. Kim wants to do the deal. He believes what Trump said. I honestly think there is a chemistry there that people may or may not want to believe, but I think Trump is going to make progress. And it's freaking out the Russians and Chinese because they're doing conjoint nuclear war games right now, and they realize that they have to make a deal with America, the superpower, and its affiliates in Europe, or their economies are going to crash, just like Argentina just this week.
Right. No, that's right. I agree with you on that.
And I think, honestly, if Trump's turning his strategy away from North Korea to Russia and Chinese oligarchs and PLA members, I think he'd have much more positive response. I think that his response would be, hey, we want to modernize industry in Russia so you have a bigger economy than New York State. We want to have China have bilateral, so you buy our farm goods and other things and you protect your intellectual property. You don't try to steal it and then repatent it and so on. And then, hey, we can make a work visa program so we bring these Chinese engineers to bring high-speed rail to California and other places across the country. I think everything can be good. You know, it's like when Mr. Ma came, this guy's a business genius from China, he said, for me to make 12 to 15 million more jobs in China, I got to make 2 million more jobs in America. This guy has it, doesn't he? He understands the fact it's going to be good for everybody if we work out a deal, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, what I like most about Trump is he doesn't, like you said, Bill, he does not make decisions based on polls. He makes decisions based on gut. He's very pragmatic. He's very common sense oriented. And when you listen to interviews with Donald Trump going all the way back to the 80s, he's been very consistent about...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Even before he was running as a politician, as a businessman, his statements are almost identical, aren't they?
Yeah, but it made a lot of sense, too, when he talked about the Iraq War, and he said, take their oil. You know, they're using the oil to actually empower themselves with cash. Take the oil, and they won't be able to pay their bills. They won't be able to pay their fighters. It's very simple. He understands that, you know... In order to gain power and gain leverage, you have to have money. Just ask the Clinton cartel. You know, the only reason why the Clintons aren't in jail is because they illegally sold off Uranium One for $140 million, but that wasn't even enough. They worked with a whole bunch of Russian oligarchs in Kazakhstan and a whole bunch of Saudi companies and corporations to enrich themselves, but then they didn't stop there. You know, now we're learning that Hillary Clinton had email servers where she willfully, knowingly sold state secrets as a Secretary of State, sold state secrets to China, and now China has a lot of her emails, and that's going to come back to bite her because they have the data.
It wasn't just emails. Under Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, they transferred technologies for supercomputers and all kinds of other high-tech stuff. You know, and people don't understand this. That
they looked at the government as a way to defraud people. They looked at the government as a way to embezzle. They did not, and they looked at their power and the way that they could protect themselves with their own police state, basically like Obama did. Obama got Eric Holder in. He was the attorney general, the top cop in the land. He got crooked FBI people and sneaky CIA people and corrupt State Department officials. And he had the dirt on everybody. Everybody was in on the game. And now the jig is up. Donald Trump is working for a dollar a year. He doesn't care about the money, and he's not looking for a stepladder to advance his career. Like Hillary, she's still dying to be president.
Yeah, you know what her problem is? Trump doesn't necessarily want to be president. He just wants to do presidential things. There's a big difference, isn't there?
Yeah. No, he just wants to lead. Here's what it is with Trump.
Yeah.
He looks at the he's played the rough and tumble game for a long time in New York. And I'm sure there's plenty of times when he wished he had the right connection or the right leverage or the right money or the the right whatever. Now he's dominating the world with the most with the richest country in the world, with the most potential, undersold, easily fixed, and he's basically saying, God, if I had that kind of power, I could really do marvelous things. And that's what Trump is doing. He's doing marvelous things because he has the leverage, the power, the money, the backing to do the things he could only dream about before, and he's doing them in a very, very pragmatic way.
Yeah, in other words, like I said, he wants to do presidential things. He doesn't really, worship to become president just for to solve his ego. He's got a giant ego already. He knows that if he gets in the position, he's going to be pragmatic and run the business of America properly. And it freaks people out, especially on the right or the left, that he's actually succeeding. My guess is with this new thing for healthcare, with other things like preventive care that I want to send him some videos on, we're going to fix healthcare to the point where it becomes a template for healthcare for the country and for the world. We want to fix infrastructure. There should be high-speed fiber optic all across America. We should have high-speed rail in the north, south, and the mid-states and on either coast. We need to have more online universities where people can do more education online. And once they get to a certain point, they can actually go, prove their skill sets so we can have new pathways for healthcare or for even trades. Why do we have people have to go through trade school if they can master the database and then go to a trade apprenticeship program and have rapid certification that they can be a plumber or electrician or whatever? I mean, I think that Trump can literally rebuild the whole idea of what it is to have an economy and rebuild what an economy 5 or 10 or 20 years from now is.
You know how many years they've been talking about how to retool old manufacturing workers, miners, steel mill workers, and basically they were jobless and they had no skill. They didn't know how to type. They didn't know what a computer was.
Right.
And you couldn't put them to work. Now we have even a stronger job market, and everybody thought manufacturing is gone. We're going to get cheap labor imported through the border, and it's all going to be agriculture. No. What he did was he said, okay, not only are we going to bring manufacturing back, we're going to retool the American worker, and we're going to also supplementally fix the problem that would be associated with that growth, and that is vocational schools. Schools and apprenticeship programs built within the corporations themselves, and that's what he rolled out. So he didn't just roll out one component of it, because that would have probably failed or succeeded half as great.
Right.
What he did was he complemented the success with other supporting roles, like apprenticeship programs and vocational schools.
Right. In other words, it's integrated right into the industry. In fact, it's like if you want to learn what I do, which is functional medicine, it's in a sense go to Nutra Medical University. You want to learn, Trump is basically taking you to Trump University, which is online. He's literally retooling the country to say, you know what? I'm going to have industry actually train people up to get the skill sets and be their vocational training. We need to do the same thing with almost every aspect of our economy so we can continue to evolve quickly into the new economies of 5, 10, or 20 years when we have robotics, 3D printing of machine parts, artificial intelligence. And manufacturing is not going to go away. It's coming back because of that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You're right. And so
it's amazing. A miracle worker.
That's right.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.